Welcome to the Steering Change Podcast, navigating through the commercial transportation industry in Alberta and beyond, powered by the Alberta Motor Transport Association. Here's your host, Josh Hanaberry.
So as we come to stage, I want everyone to do a big round of applause. Once I'm done, not yet. That was close. So we have Graham Kalla, so professional driver with Flying J Canada and our our driver of the year for 2023. Let's give him a huge round of applause. We're just going to do a selfie. Proud of you, my friend. So Graham, my friend, I want to welcome you to the podcast. I know collectively we're super proud of you.
Thank you. It's awesome. Appreciate it.
So how does it feel to be AMTA's 2023 Driver of the Year?
I'm truly humbled. Getting honored by the AMTA for 2023 is quite an honor to me, my family, wife, two kids. That little girl, Sunny, she's somewhere in the crowd there. It's such a huge experience, considering where I came from, immigrating from Africa to Montreal, and later finding my way into Alberta. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Amazing. Let's give him a round of applause. So before we dive into our conversation, I just wanted to highlight the Driver of the Month program. So Graham was our winner of the November 2023 Driver of the Month. So we have an incredible industry recognition committee. I know there's a couple people in the room that are part of it. It is led by, again, Good Time Cliff. And we do want to give a huge shout out to our sponsors, Imperica. Super, super appreciative of that being the 2024 sponsor of the program. And now that Graham was, he was voted for November by the committee. He won, we celebrated him, which was amazing. We're bringing him here, obviously, which is also amazing. And next steps is he's also going to be part of the vote for the CTA, the National Driver of the Year. So it'd be incredible if he wins. So if our friends at CTA are still in the room and they can do anything, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you got a good guy right here. So we're just super proud of you, my friend. So before we dive too much into your driving journey, just share, a little bit more about yourself and what your journey has been like leading up to becoming a professional driver.
Well, I was born and raised in Zimbabwe, which is in Africa. Did a little short stint in the military. And then I left in 2001, emigrated to Quebec. Was in Montreal between 2001 and 2003. I did a little bit of driving there, different companies, but my real journey into professional driving started here in Alberta. I'm a married father of three, two boys and one girl. The eldest is now in university, and the youngest is still in kindergarten. That's a little bit about myself.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's good to have you here, my friend.
Thank you.
This is awesome. It's nice that your family is here too. It's a big moment. Awesome. So how long have you been driving for now then?
It will be 21 years on the 25th of June, which is my birthday, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to put that in their calendar, I'm sure our friend Dale Howard can get you in contact with him to wish him a happy birthday. It's good. What's, from a driving perspective, what has your experience been like thus far?
I've had a very positive experience from the two different companies I've last worked for, one which is Money Tooling Transport, and the second one, my current employer, Flying J Canada Transport. I've had a huge mentorship. Extend my gratuity to my terminal manager, Mark Taylor, safety manager, Dale Howard as well. And I really appreciate for them to make me part of this family.
That's awesome. That's awesome. When you think about your day, what are some of the challenges that you would have to navigate through?
Hey, there's quite a bit of challenges. Coming from a warm, temperate climate, adjusting to the Canadian winters. Well, after 21 years, I can surely say, I'm getting in there, not that bad. But of late, the last four or five years, there seems to be a lot of like distracted driving, which is going along, paying attention, watching for other road users as well. The distraction is kind of getting really out of control now, Part of it will be the isolation from family, not getting enough of home family time since I'm always on the highway. But we try by all means to make the best out of it when I'm local and I'm home. Not having, I would say, my prefer my home-cooked meals. That's one also of the challenges, because I really like my wife's cooking. Don't be there. She's sitting out there in the crowd. Yeah.
I just love people. And I can just tell you're such a good person. Honestly, since this happened, I remember when Cliff first went up to your terminal to take your picture, and he had the nicest things to say about you, and you've just been so true of who you are through this whole moment, and knowing how much you value your family. I was really happy that they were able to join today, and just knowing that you do have to be patient, and you have to be very mindful of what's really important to you to ensure that you can operate as a professional. I just think that's amazing, because there's a lot of challenges out there for sure on the road.
Thank you. The honor is mine.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when we consider safety and operating safety, knowing that you do haul a very specific commodity that can be quite dangerous, how important is operating safely for you?
Well, the culture of our organization, Flying J Transport, it really has a huge emphasis on safety, proper pre-trip inspection, equipment maintenance, and a huge open door policy with the management right up to head office in Tennessee. I really appreciate them for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. And just being good friends with Flying J and knowing just how much of a leader they are in their industry, it's nice to hear that they're communicating with their people and they're empowering you to operate safely. So that's kind of my next question. So I do want to give a shout out. I know that some friends from Tennessee also joined us from Flying J, which I think is amazing. And so when you think about Flying J as a carrier, what are some of the qualities that they do that empowers you to operate safely? So good equipment, empowering you to do inspections, but was there anything else?
The consistency in training and mentorship, which the company really strives for. They have a really huge mentorship program. One of my mentors is now late, Ron Kronpropper. May his soul rest in peace. He was a huge mentor for me. And also, I would say, my immediate lead driver, Ray, in Edmonton. He's a good leader as well, also a team player. And of course, Mark Taylor, my immediate boss.
That's amazing. And I think there's a couple incredible people in the room that just heard what you said and might be doing some fist pumps, because it's very aligned with just our values when we're looking at the importance of training and mentorship and having champions within a carrier that are empowering others to be successful. So thanks for hitting that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now, when I kind of look into the audience, remember when we first started the interview, I said that I was going to ask a couple important questions. I was challenging you to also consider what questions that I didn't ask that you now want to ask. Now is that opportunity. So if you do have a question for Graham, and this is questions for Graham, I do autograph signing at the end. But if you do have a question for Graham, I do ask that you raise your hand. And I think it's Manny with AMTA. He will run and bring you the mic. Just remember to keep it PG so that way we can stay on Apple Podcasts, please. So are there any questions for Graham?
First, congratulations. You represent our industry well. If you had a magic wand and you could change anything about what you do on a daily basis, driving up and down the road, what would you change?
First, I would say I would look at the hours of service, like the 14-hour rule, 70-hour work week. I would say it's a little bit, quite a bit much. If maybe, could maybe go down to maybe 65, somewhere around there, if it's possible. Yeah, the 70-hour rule, like we look at right now, with the new demographics which are coming into the industry, and you look at some of the issues which are going on, which could be related maybe to fatigue, distractions. That's what I would say. Maybe we can start off maybe with the hours of service and maybe encourage like a better way of training, like the new individuals who are coming into the industry. If maybe we can improve on that, like the training for the new drivers.
Is there any other? Yep, we have one back there.
Yeah, Hard Power with Gallagher. Graham, I was wondering, do you have any advice for other professional drivers to help them operate safely?
My advice, which what I've noticed of late, would be firstly obeying about the hours of service. and distractions with the advent of the new mobile phones and the gadgets which we have now in the trucks, and also fatigue. I'll really emphasize on fatigue because that seems to be taking a major role right now. Like, yeah, people are driving tired and all that. Yeah. And also try to live a healthy lifestyle. Yeah.
Very good point. Good question. Were there any other questions for Graham? Mandeep?
Congratulations, Graham. It's a great achievement, and it's a privilege being actively talked to you. My question would be around two points. First, you mentioned something about a role of mentor. If you could describe a bit, how do you see, or how does that role work in Flying J? And the second would be the very positive point that you mentioned is open door policy. How does that impact, or how do you see that working successfully right now?
Well, mentorship is a very huge role when it comes to new people who are coming into the industry. You need kind of like a buddy system, someone to show you the ropes, to learn the ropes from. And also, I would say, usually I've heard the saying out west in Alberta that like at times we're so nervous to ask some of the questions which you might have concerns about. But as they say, at times the question which we do not ask is the one which is the most important one. So mentorship would really have a huge role when it comes to that. Someone whom we can freely talk to, can freely address any issues which you might have, like a brotherly system. The open door policy at Flying J, it has worked well that like even included like if you want to take a little bit of a break, you want to reduce your work shift, you want to have a little bit of your home life balance, you want to change your shift, like the management is always open to that. Like, yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Awesome. Great information, Graham. Thank you. Thank you, Mandy, very much. I see, he's going to ask you a really hard question because he knows you quite well.
First off, I'd like to invite all the driver recruiters to please remain seated when Graham's finished his podcast, because he is a lifer, so we are so proud to have Graham part of our team. So he's hands off, just so everybody understands. But situational awareness is such a big problem out there driving up and down the road, Graham. So what are the top hazards that you see, and what are you doing to mitigate that and just be the awesome, safe driver that you are?
Well, I think I've emphasized about distractions and fatigue for quite some time. Well, I've noticed that some of the truck stops or the catalogs, the incidences like the minor fender bends, you know, people hitting stationary objects, you know, driving too fast in the parking lots, the slip, trips and falls, not wearing the proper PPE, not following the proper procedures when lifting, and not having a professional attitude. So I think the attitude plays a really huge point to like people having no respect for what they're doing. And also say like just the work mode being very, very unsafe, not being considerate for the other road users or for the other business users as well too.
Thank you very much. Great question. And I'll have to second what Dale said. So if you happen to be in the recruitment space, you see Flying J's all over, so we're good. Was there any other questions that we would like to ask Graham? I think we have time for maybe one or two more.
I will ask this on behalf of the recruiters in the room, is how do other organizations attract and more importantly retain drivers of your caliber? Obviously spoke of the safety, the mentoring, but outside of the box from an important to the employee standpoint, what can we do to attract Grahams to our business?
Well, speaking of behalf of myself, I would say the culture of the organization too, it plays a really huge point. A fair remuneration package, like I would say, plays another huge point as well. Equipment maintenance is another one as well. I myself, I'll prefer assigned units. And I would say generally the culture of the organization is such a huge role, like, you know, not getting treated like a number, like what we've read quite a bit from some of the track papers. Being really appreciated, just to get a thank you at times, a pat on the back, at times it goes a long way for a driver.
I believe we have time for one more question if anyone, this is gonna be a really hard question, get ready.
I was just curious if you knew that Lethbridge has more sun in, maybe the most sun in Canada, warmer temperatures than Calgary, Edmonton, definitely warmer than Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Just curious if you knew that.
Well, I didn't know. Thanks for letting me know.
That was awesome. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate that. Can we actually give Doug a round of applause? He's done an incredible job. Awesome. Okay, my friend, before we end today, last question. Was there any final thoughts that you would like to share with some incredible people?
Well, I'm really humbled to be a recipient of the award. It really means a lot, like I mentioned earlier on, to my family, to me as well. And also, I'll be grateful to Flying J Transport for taking me along, like getting trained into fuel hauling and everything they have done to me, the mentorship program they've provided. This family assistance plan which they have, like social assistance plan, employee social assistance plan which they have for us. I'm looking for many more years with them. Thank you.
It's awesome. It's awesome. All right, so just the last couple of words before we end. And when I do that, actually, that was a good time because we might be a little tired. And I know the chairs make our legs a little stiff. So do we want to all stand one more time, please, if you're able? Graham, you can stand too. So before we do end, a couple last things I'd like to say. First, I just want to give a huge shout out to the team at AMTA. Honestly, it's been life-changing for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know I'm not supposed to say this, Kelsey, but we straight up sold out at conference, I believe for the first time ever, and it's thanks to everyone in the room. So that's just phenomenal, and it goes to a lot to our team. So thank you for that. As I kind of said at the beginning, there's a lot of good people here. And when you watch just the synergies, me and Tamara, who's one of the best people I've ever met, we were chatting earlier. And literally the moment that a break happened, people just dispersed and started networking, started talking and building these relationships that truly do make an impact in our industry because we collectively are our industry. So I just really want to encourage, let's really embrace those relationships and stay focused on that. But again, Graham, thank you, my friend. It's so good to celebrate you. It's so good to be part of this experience. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Round of applause, please.
Good job, my friend. Folks, can we just hear it one more time for Josh and Graham? Congratulations, Graham.
To nominate your outstanding driver for AMTA's Driver of the Month, go to amta.ca and click on Member Services. Thank you for listening to this episode of AMTA's Steering Change Podcast. The views expressed by guests of the Steering Change Podcast are their own and may not reflect the views of AMTA, its hosts, or sponsors. Do you have a question that you would like answered on an upcoming episode of the Steering Change Podcast? We want to hear from you. To submit a question to the Steering Change mailbag, hit up our DMs on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram with the hashtag Steering Change, and your question will be answered either live on the podcast or by one of our SMEs here at AMTA. We ask that you share this episode with those in your network that could benefit from what we discussed today, and make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you can be notified when future episodes are released. You can learn more about us and our mission by visiting www.amta.ca. Now get out there and have a safe day.